theterrors.com with manager Mark Moseley after a 4-1 victory against Chelmsford City here at the Bob Lucas Stadium. Mark, that was a top performance from your team and a resounding victory.
Yeah, it was in the end, but again, it was another tough game for us. We didn't start very well, you know, didn't come out of traps that well. Was probably almost looked a little bit of a hangover from Tuesday, and we got punished. You know, it's another soft penalty by the looks of things. I don't know if it was or it wasn't, but similar happened to us on Tuesday. So we had to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves down quickly. And if anything, I think it was the catalyst to give us that kickstart. We slowly started impacting them a little bit more and seizing the advantage like we should have done from the first whistle being the home team. But we got ourselves going, and you have to take the hat off to the lads. It wasn't always vintage. I don't think it was going to be with that swirling wind. It was tough conditions for them. I don't think you appreciate how bad that wind is until you stand in the middle of the pitch.
It was ridiculous, wasn't it?
You couldn't guess it. You know, one day it kept going in different directions and swirling and hanging up, and then it was still, and then so it's difficult. We had to be right on our guard, and I thought we defended really well. I thought the more we grew into the game, the stronger we got, and that was really pleasing. But you know, to have three tough games like we have, and the boys to show that attitude and application, you've got to give the plaudits to them.
Your captain Josh McCoy with a hat trick, two penalties, and one sublime finish for the third goal. Just your take on the penalties, because as you say, the first one, from my vantage point, certainly seemed harsh. We could have probably had three penalties in the first half, couldn't we? I mean, it was really quite that severe.
Yeah, similar down. Like, remind me of last season, we need to have four or five penalty shouts to get one or two. But no, I think, you know, the two that were given, I think were quite blatant for us, which was good. One, you know, you can't comment about seeing it at first hand. You know, our players look quite aggrieved to be giving it away. So you look at our players' reaction, who were closest to it, and they couldn't believe it. So, but you know, like I said, these things happen. You know, we put ourselves in a position where there was a decision to be made. So we need to stop that straight away. But you know, we got our rewards, you know, from our endeavour and our work rate. And you know, Yemi done well getting two penalties. He got taken out twice. So.
Just a word for Yemi, because obviously Josh McCoy will rightfully take the plaudits, and Ben Thompson, but his work effort and endeavour out there today was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think getting the two penalties, that's two assists. You know, he's got us back in the game. You know, and then he had a great shot his keeper made a blinding save from, which he's unlucky not to score himself. But it shows the strength of our squad this year, and we're going to need that because the games come thick and fast. They don't ever get any easier. They're only going to get tougher as it goes along. And we, like I said, we're blessed now. We're probably the biggest squad that I've ever had here, and we, with the amount of games, that was always the plan. We're going to have a big squad to start this league, because you know, we're jumping in the deep end. We don't know where we are, what we're going to be like. So I'm delighted to have all of them players, and we're going to need each and every one of them over the next few games, that is for sure.
And clearly, obviously, Mark, it's been a good start to the season in terms of results. Unbeaten, two wins, a draw, 7 points from nine available. But has it almost pleased you more how well we've adapted straight away? I mean, I know that you will always say that there's things that you guys will work on and that your team will have to improve on. But I guess even from you as a manager, who I know is a perfectionist, you must be pleased with the start we've made.
Yeah, on the whole, we couldn't ask for much more. I think we would have taken that if someone offered us before. But like you said, us being us and the way we work, we're always looking to continue to improve. And we're learning a lot. We're learning a lot, and we're learning quickly, which is good. And I think you saw that second half performance. It's going to be difficult. With that third game in, was to always reach them heights of our vintage Weymouth performance. You know, physically, this week's been very demanding. Plus, mentally, it's a new league, a lot of excitement, everything around it. So to come out and show that second half performance, I've got to take my hat off to the boys. I thought it was fantastic. You know, we've made a couple of changes and freshened it up in certain places, and you know, everyone's coming. It shows what a tight, strong squad we have. You know, everyone's supporting each other, and we know that we're going to have to be like that with each other, because we've all got a common aim and a common goal. On days like this, it makes it all worth it, all them late nights and early mornings for the boys, because it's tough for them at this stage of the year. You know, they all work, you know, they're all getting up, and I'm not giving them a night off when it's training night and things like that, you know. But, you know, we've still got so much work to do.
What's a night off?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, no, I'm sure once the season settles down a bit, we get this first month out of the way, you know, the performances stay as they are, I'm sure I can reward them with a night off, maybe. Don't tell them that.
Just one more from me, Mark. Sam Sherin returns to your squad today, returns to the club after a phenomenal season at Weymouth last season. Someone you obviously know very well for more than one reason. Just how pleased are you to have him on board? Because he, for a 19-year-old lad, he really oozes confidence and class, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Sam Sherin had a fantastic season for us last year. So well that, you know, we had to wait. We didn't, you know, indebted to Bournemouth for trusting us to bring on one of their young talents like they have. It was key that we got promoted. You know, we wouldn't have seen him back here unless we'd gone up a level. But, you know, Bournemouth just waiting to see how their transfer window went and just to see if we got the OK. And so, you know, we couldn't plan to have him. So it was a lovely surprise to get him at the end of the transfer window when they said that, they'd like us to have him. So great to come back. He knows how we work. I work with him most days. So we've got a... you know, he works exactly the way we like to play the game. So he's fitted in seamlessly today.
And I've just been attacked by Bradley Asagba at the end of the interview. But anyway, we can't let it grumble because it's a good afternoon here at the Bob Lucas Stadium. A 4-1 victory against Chelmsford City. We go again Tuesday night away at Slough. Mark, thank you for joining me and well done this afternoon.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Cheers, mate.